Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
So we're about to hear from Kamari Lassiter, but this one is specifically targeted at one of our callers, because Sean reminded me of a story I had seen earlier in the day. So we have a caller named Keith who took the Nuggets to task for trading Michael Porter Jr. after they decided enough was enough in acquiring Cam Johnson. It didn't go great for the Nuggets. They were out in the first round, and Keith was really on, hey, wouldn't you rather have Michael Porter Jr.? Started listing off his stats and saying, look at the year he had in Brooklyn as opposed to what Cam Johnson was on in Denver, ignoring the fact that, well, the whole point of trading Michael Porter Jr. was they wanted a guy who would acknowledge that you're the third guy at best on this roster, fit into your role. And he had some injury concerns. So Michael Porter Jr., because he's on a podcast, which is a thing he probably shouldn't do considering what's come of it, admitted that he tried a little less than he did before the All-Star break because he wasn't an All-Star. So he admitted that he wasn't as locked in as he was before the All-Star game, because that was his goal. I'm going to be an All-Star. I'm here on this team that gives me the opportunities. I'm going to go out there and show out and make an All-Star team. And then when it didn't happen, I decided enough was enough. This team isn't good. I don't want to help it be better. I'm not going to be my very best. And that is the reason why no one who's really serious about trying to win wants Michael Porter Jr. on their team. First of all, I'm not saying what he said is unique to him. I believe guys do that. My goal was to be an All-Star. Now that I'm not, you're not going to get the best of me. But you know what those guys don't do? Don't openly admit it. You keep it to yourself.
I would say that probably like 25 to 30% of the league probably thinks that.
Yeah, particularly guys on bad teams who know that their only shot to really get any acclaim is to go make an All-Star team, because this team I'm on stinks. So I'm going to go out there and try to play my best. And then when it doesn't happen, maybe you take your foot off the gas a little bit. I don't see them going on podcasts and telling everyone, yes, in a world where we value competitiveness, maybe less so in the NBA recently when it comes to tanking, I'm going to admit that I wasn't at my best because I didn't get this individual goal. And you know what? The other thing he ignores, perhaps, yeah, you're on the net, so it doesn't help. People are going to look at your numbers and maybe not look at them in a way they would a guy on a better team. But if you had helped the Nets to a better record at the end of the year, something the Nets, I'm not sure what their pick situation is, so probably they didn't want it. I'm not sure what they owe, what protections are on their picks. But if you had played better, perhaps you had set the stage for the next season where, you know what, Michael Porter Jr. was really good all year long. We really need to pay attention to him. Yeah. And you also wouldn't have the quote that I didn't try hard in the second half of the year.
It's bad luck.
You could have set, like the first year, you don't make the All-Star team when you're playing at this level. But you have set a, you have laid a foundation for, hey, we need to take a look at Michael Porter Jr.
You're thought of as a All-Star level-ish
player. And then if he repeats that performance, there may be a spot for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't make the team initially. There could be an injury. That always happens. Look at Norm Powell. Norm Powell wasn't on a great team this year, wasn't on a great team the year before. He had a pretty good year the year before. He didn't come out in a podcast before the season said, hey, I didn't play as well because I was really disappointed. He just went out there, played well again in the first half of the season, made an all-star team. Michael Porter Jr. Be a Norm Powell, not a Michael Porter Jr.
You know what? I'm kind of on MPJ. I can see why MPJ is like, he made an all-star team. No offense to Norm Powell. I can see why Michael Porter Jr. is like, what? Him?
Michael, Norm Powell, it helped Norm Powell that his team got off to a good start and they tapered as the season went on. It's a difficult bar to clear when your team stinks to make an all-star team.
It's not impossible, but like, it's impossible to be a first-time all-star, I would say, on a terrible team.
On a terrible team, particularly when you have the reputation he has. No one really wants to put him on an all-star team.
That too.
He's got to really outshine his competitors. And you cannot say what he said.
Maybe next.
I'm going to predict Michael Porter Jr. not on the all-star team this upcoming season. With the caveat that if he's leading the league in scoring, he very well may make it. But if he's not,
leading the league in scoring.
Well, then he's not making it because the Nets aren't going to be good.
There's too many good players in the league.
Well, he thinks he's an all-star. Lead the league in scoring.
I know.
You're going to get a lot of shots. Take advantage of him. And if you lead the league in scoring, your stats may be undeniable.
As long as Shea and Luka are healthy, he's not leading the league in scoring.
Well, then I guess he's not making another all-star team.
Yeah. Too bad.
Yeah, where I'm all broken up. And you know what? The league is probably like, look, the Jonte thing. Do we really want to highlight another Porter at all? Let's let him live in good anonymity point. In Brooklyn for good the time
point.
Being.
Great point. Great.
What are we doing? Hey, Michael Porter Jr., you're paying for the sins of your brother. That might be the case as well. Keep him out of our game.
He's not his brother's keeper, all right?
No. Well, the last guy who I remember saying that wound up shooting that guy, if you watch New Jack City.
Well,
you know. One of the classics. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Then he shoots him. So so perhaps he is not his brother's keeper. All right, let's get to Kamari Laster, who, as I said, may be the treasurer. If not, he's not the president of Swarm, but he may be a treasurer, a comptroller. Who knows? He took the time to sit down with Ross Tucker around the Super Bowl. Ross Tucker just released this portion of that sit down. Here is Kamari Laster on the way he plays and his physical presence.
How much do you weigh?
Like 190.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Dude, you play like you're 205, 210.
Yeah, I do.
Are you ever like afraid? I don't want to say afraid, but like even when it's like a tight end in the flat or a running back, like you're not just trying to get them down. You're trying to light them up.
Yeah, I'm trying to run through your phase. Yes, sir, every time. But that's just, like, I grew up playing the physical brand of football, you know? So I just feel like.
You're from Georgia?
I'm from Georgia.
Where?
Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I just feel like that's just how I play. And that's how we grew up playing. That's all we know is physical football. Like, my mom used to tell me when I was a little kid, big hits all day. That's all, like, that's what we know.
Your mom told you that?
What? Of course
big
she did.
Big hits all day?
Yeah, big hits all day.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom said, I don't want you playing football. It's different. I wound up playing football in high school, but she wasn't like we had a family full of kids who play football. She wasn't looking for that. But we're just raised differently, and you know what? It's worked
big
out.
Hits all day.
It's worked. I don't think that sentence would have ever. I can't imagine that sentence ever coming out of her mouth.
I'm stealing that from Kamari.
Do we need to save that? Big hits all day.
Big hits all day.
And make that part of the show. And he plays like it. Look, you can't, whether your mother is telling you that when you're a kid or that's just your overall personality, you can't play for the Texans defense and not, at least in some ways, feel like that when you're out there. You heard Ross Tucker, longtime NFL offensive lineman, talking about Kamari plays like he's 15 to 20 pounds heavier than he actually is. And that's the standard. No questions about what the standard is on that defense. And they show themselves week after week after week. They are. I listened to podcast during the offseason, NFL podcasts, and I don't know that I've heard anything but best defense in football. You know, you can throw the Seahawks in there for what they did, but when it comes to the Texans, it's always this and this and this, best defense in football. This and this and this, best defense in football. It's part of their tagline now. Swarm hasn't become like a national thing. That's still a local thing. So no one.
It's not Legion of Boom.
No, it's not. Yeah, they don't have, the Texans nationally don't have a nickname for their defense. They just have a way of life, and people recognize that way of life.
Big hits all day.
There it is. Big hits all day. I'm thinking of the acronym BHAD. BHAD. Bad. Yeah, you can say bad. Big hits all day for the Texans. So maybe that'll catch on as something people will associate with them. They probably do. Another year, they need a nickname. They play like they did last year.
Yeah.
This year, a nickname has to follow. And I don't know that Swarm will work, because then you have to explain that Swarm is an acronym. And when people find out it actually spells Swarm, they may have a problem with it.
And they might.
Yeah.
The ethic and work ethic doesn't get a letter, but and does.
Yeah.
And never gets the letter. As a crutch.
And is not part of an acronym. That's never been the case.
Because part of their defense, like their mentality, isn't be sure to go out there and.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
No, it's Swarm.
But Swarm doesn't sound great.
Swarm.
So Swarm it is. I just think we need to find a nickname for him, because I don't want like Robert Mays of The Athletic finding out what Swarm is and then going, wait a minute. The Ringer guys doing that, or ESPN doing it.
I've heard of a national podcast or two, like, mention Swarm and like look up the acronym, and it does puzzle them.
Yeah,
it is like there's follow up questions that come up
once you get into it.
It's
and then
it's not ready for prime time.
It's not. That's why maybe Big Hits All Day takes over.
Big Hits All Day.
Write BHAD up in the locker room.
Yeah,
but it's
be careful. But just be careful with the Greg Williams of it all. You know.
I mean, I'm not saying.
No, I know. I know what you're saying. I just.
Yeah, B doesn't stand for bounty. It's
bounty
big.
Bounty hits all day.
Yeah, it's not bounty hits all. It is a better name, but that's not what we can go with.
Big hits all day.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The way he says it, too.
It does sound like the big hits, like, hey, if we debilitate someone, we're not.
Big hits all day.
We don't mind it.
He repeats it a couple times.
Big
hits all day.
I'm in on it. I just think. We need to probably push that, just because I think they're going to play at a level that requires a nickname. And I don't want
Aziz Al-Shaair, the big hits all day.
Yeah.
Defense. I don't think people are going to love it. I mean, we'll love it. I think the national, again, considering how the national media, or really just national fans, reacted to Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee Aziz Al-Shaair.
They're like, what? They're like, him?
Are you kidding me? I don't know if they're ready for Big Hits All Day, starring Aziz Al-Shaair.
I mean, he's just one of the members. But it comes from a wholesome place. It comes from a mother of one of the Texans saying, what, Sean?
Big Hits All Day.
That comes from a mom. How can you not love it?
Yeah. Yeah, they need to get Kamari Lassiter's mom on, like, on camera for one of these games. You know, like, really start pushing it that way.
Shirts need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are certain content creators in the market who love to make a shirt. It's our idea, by the way.
Yeah, TM.
Trademark, Big Hits All Day.
Della Lea Show and Kamari Lassiter's mom.
I'll let her have it. It was hers. I'm not going to. I don't want to grift
20%.
Off. I don't want to grift. Look, I'm highlighting it. I don't want to grift off of it. It's hers.
20%.
If she decides to make a couple bucks off of it, have at it. You came up with it. You were saying it to a young child. You deserve it. And it stuck with him, by the way. Not only did
it's his
creed. Motto. Yeah.
it's his.
Kamari, write that on the tape, write that on your shoes, whatever you need to do to get that going, and make some shirts as well. And why, Sean? Why are they like the way they are?
Big hits all day.
Thank you. We're going to see a lot of those in 2026, hopefully. The big hits all day lead to, I don't, a progression past the divisional round.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's a D in there, too, and I don't want that D to be
divisional
round. Yeah, either. Big hits all divisional, and nothing past that. All right, we're done with that segment. We got a couple more to go. We will be back.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Welcome back. I lost my train of thought for about 10 seconds or so. That's why there was a little bit of a delay. Looks like we got a call. We'll get to that here shortly. So it's about that time where we get World Cup songs. And Shakira and Burna Boy have come together to put out a song. It's whatever. It's fine.
Waka Waka 2?
No. Since you named one of the classics. I'll find it.
Probably the classic.
Yeah, as far as World Cup songs is concerned.
It's the only one I can name.
I'll throw it on there. We can see if we like it. But my main concern is, because it just struck me, is like Shakira's Colombian. In the video to announce the song, and they play a little bit of it, she's in distinct Brazilian colors. Like for the World Cup.
Like distinctly Brazilian.
It is blue and yellow. Now, she's not wearing a Brazilian uniform. But if you're thinking World Cup soccer, you are looking at what she's wearing and going, oh, she's representing Brazil. Because the top is yellow and the shorts are blue.
Okay, yeah, no.
And you're like,
Colombia does incorporate those colors.
Yes, but not.
Not like that.
And it's like Brazilian yellow.
Oh, it's canary?
It feels like it. Okay. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the color of the video, how it's set up, the saturation, I guess you would say. But it is the classic Brazilian yellow, at least how I see it, and the blue of Brazilian shorts. I'm like, wait a minute. What are we doing?
Can't do that.
You can't do it. I don't know how her countrymen will feel. I don't know how the people of Colombia will feel about her wearing it. But for me, it's Shakira, so I can't be too mad.
Nah, cheers.
But I'm like, come on. I don't know who they pick for an American to make a World Cup song.
Well, because Tate McRae got in hot water.
Because she was wearing...
She was doing U.S., like, Team USA promos
and she's
as
Canadian.
A Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the Winter Olympics.
And, of course, we have the rivalry in both
hockey.
And,
so like,
and men's women's hockey.
So Burna Boy, is he representing who?
He's not in the video, but I know he's making – he made the song with her.
All right, Burna Boy, just be careful.
what would you be upset about?
If he's not wearing he's Nigerian, right?
He is of Nigerian descent, yes.
If he's not wearing Nigeria colors.
Well, they're not in the World Cup. He can once again, yeah.
Oh.
So he can represent, I guess, whoever he wants.
Just not Ghana. Just stay out of the Ghanaian colors.
Stay out of the African countries.
Yeah.
Colors.
Yeah, AFCON off the limbs.
Yeah, off the limbs. You wanna root for France, because if you look at France's team, come on. Just look at the team.
Yeah, no AFCON, no England. Can't do anything.
Yeah, out. I mean, picking anyone in Europe is tough. Colonizers everywhere.
Yes.
But yeah.
Specifically England and Nigeria.
Yeah. There's some history there that we're not going to acknowledge, at least not here.
We won't go in depth.
It's a deeper conversation that this show isn't prepared to have, we'll just say. not in any contextual way.
What conversation is Chuck ready to have?
I bet you it's not about what you brought to the table.
Sorry.
Let's get to Chuck here. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys? I just want to tell you, I love your show. I love the other show. But I've been trying to stay quiet on this all
Uh-oh.
Week.
Uh-oh.
But it's a question for Mapes. Do you have to produce the Culture Club Hour on Sunday morning?
No, I don't.
No, he does not.
You didn't produce that?
No.
What's the issue?
I sure thought it was you, because I died 10 minutes of my life. Felt like 10 years. That's the worst show on TV. The first tweet was Tari Eason's mom to him. And they were still talking about the win before they got blew out the next game. I just had to get it off my chest. Somebody get those people fired. Y'all have a good day.
Ooh, well, that's aggressive, Whoa. Chuck. It is a show hosted by several women. I don't know their names, unfortunately. I just went, they have their own website, cultureclubhtx.com. Sunday mornings at 8. Why did he think you produced that show?
I don't know. I haven't done Sunday mornings on the stations. I don't know.
It's been a while, right?
I was a young lad. Yeah. I was
Yeah. Well, Chuck.
Maybe Houston Sports Show, and that's okay. Where the wires got crossed.
Got it. Same time
frame, right?
Different show. Different. I don't know what time, but it's yeah, 8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 a.m. Sundays. That was Houston Sports Show, which was something I produced. So.
He used to produce Sunday mornings. I don't know if you've heard. He don't shine shoes no more.
No. Hell no.
He's not. How dare you?
I'll tell you and Billy.
So it wasn't him, but you can find everything they're on right at cultureclubhtx.com. I haven't heard the show. I can't speak to what he has a problem with. I support everyone who's on the station. Hopefully, the four women or three women, depending on it looks like it's three hosts and they have guests. Whoever is listening, hopefully you enjoy it. Chuck, maybe you listen to a different show at that time. We're not firing them, mostly because I have no power.
I can't
fire anyone.
If I tried.
No. I could try to fire myself. It's like, actually, no, you're not going anywhere. That's how little control I have. So thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Chuck. All right. I just threw the Shakira song on there. We'll see if we like it. It'll be a song that we hear quite a bit throughout the World Cup.
I hope it's good.
And maybe it's a song that we'll hear every time that fan who's going to get to watch all the games get paid $50,000 appears. We're having the discussion. If you don't know, I think it's a Fox who's going to carry the World Cup, is in search of a fan. I don't know what the official title is. Just consider it like an ultimate fan that gets to watch all matches in like this glass. I won't call it a cage, but people can look in on them like they're a zoo animal.
Exhibit?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if the person wants to be compared to like a lion or a gorilla.
Art installation?
Art installation, but it involves watching soccer, and people can look through the glass windows to watch the person in question watch the games, and they positioned it like react to all the emotions of all the games you're going to get to watch. I don't know if the Cape Verde game is going to get them very excited, but who knows? Or she very excited, who knows? So the morning show suggested that it had to be like an attractive woman for it to work, because you know how these things go. You wind up in this spot, and then you try to turn this into a job. Like, this is how these things go. Normally, the person who gets a job like this tries to parlay it into something bigger. It's why people go on reality shows, because it's not just about finding love or whatever it is. It's a job, and it's an opportunity to grow a following, and then who knows what comes out of it. I don't know that it will be on FS1, but Fox as a whole will be looking for the most attractive woman who knows anything about soccer. I don't know if that will be the way they go about it. But would it surprise me if it's someone who's aesthetically pleasing, male or female? Probably not. Are they going to hire what the general public doesn't consider a beautiful person? Like, beauty, eye of the beholder, we all know. But will they hire someone that the general public would go, oh, that's a schlub? I don't see that happening. It's TV. That's
that peanut butter skin.
Well,
former Fox, former Fox.
I thought you were going to go with Porky Hog Fatass. I thought you were going to go with that one. I can't guarantee that it'll be a woman. I do think it'll be someone that, hey, if people like this person, they may turn this person into a regular correspondent.
I want to be the next Katie Nolan.
Something like that. I don't know how much personality this person will be allowed to show. It may just be, hey, look, we're looking in at the exhibit or the insulation to be nicer as this person is watching the U.S. versus Turkey game.
You know, this is why I haven't applied for this, is that I'm not really sure. I don't see the vision of what this is.
What do you have to do other than, or do you
watch
need
games? That's not interesting.
Like, how do you qualify? You have to prove that you're knowledgeable or that you have passion about
I
the
think
sport?
Passion at the very least. Yeah, knowledge.
Because
are
we going to have conversations with this person? Is Rob Stone going to interview the person after a game?
You're on they're zooming you in with Lexi Lawless.
I'm sure they can put a camera in there. I mean, an actual
TV
kit.
Portugal.
I'm sure, like, if there's an exciting game and they have a reaction shot of the fan losing his mind or her mind, do they go to the fan, Rob Stone, or Clint Dempsey, whoever is on there, talking to them about Clint's, I think, a Paramount guy. But either way, whoever is a part of the team, are they going to get to talk to this person and they'll show a personality that lands them a bigger job? We had some questions about the job. You had one specifically about how this place would react. Like, if you got the job.
Oh, yeah.
For a summer. It's only a summer.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. How would the powers that be feel about you earning $50K for 6 weeks but not being here? Would they be okay with it? Would you have a job when you came back? Would you even care? Don't answer that last part. Don't say you wouldn't care. Don't do that. Don't incriminate yourself.
I would care.
Yeah. Definitely would care if I didn't have a job when I came back. Yeah.
I would. Because it is $50K for six weeks of
just watching soccer. And who knows what it could be if it goes well for you.
I don't mean to toot my own horn.
Okay, but two.
I can watch sports with the best of them.
Oh, look at
I can sit on the couch and make observations.
Big Bad Sean.
I can
watch
sit
sports.
There. I don't. Cape Verde versus Morocco,
Saudi
or
Arabia.
Yeah, like I'll find something. I can find something to be like. Oh,
yeah. Do I need to break down the high line or the press that Saudi Arabia is implementing, or can I just say, hey, can I be a funny man about? The team and the game I'm watching.
Yeah, just
or the match. Excuse me. That I'm disqualified. I said game. The match.
Yeah,
I'm watching.
That's another question I have. Are they looking for man of the people? Or are they looking for Tim Legler? Are they looking?
Yeah, they're looking for some young broadcaster.
Portugal really needs to start playing more through Bruno Fernandes. And
yeah,
he had
you
to
actually
get all the
pronunciations in the way it's actually said. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have me being like, where's Nani? Is Nani out there? He was cool.
Where's Figo? He's no longer on the team?
What happened
to Figo? Yeah.
Being on the Spanish team being like, no Ramos? What?
Yeah. Chicharito's not out there anymore? What happened? What happened to Mexico?
Oh, there is Memo Ochoa, apparently.
He somehow is still around. The long time Mexican national team goalkeeper
literally
remains an active member of the World Cup team. I can't remember a time when Memo Ochoa wasn't playing for Mexico, and he still is.
Salute to him.
Meanwhile, Cuauhtemoc Blanco can't find a roster spot.
Salute to Memo Ochoa. Also, kind of an indictment.
Mexico,
on
what
Mexico.
Are we doing?
indictment.
If he's your third choice goalkeeper,
sure.
And he's out there just to be
vibes.
A guy who walks this team through it, fine. But if he's in contention to play, I mean, what's going on?
I have questions.
Did he play in the Gold Cup? The game I went to, was he? I gotta
he
remember.
He has to be on a load management track.
Well, it's only
a game
every couple days.
He's still 40.
I mean, how old is the German goalkeeper who's been around a long time?
Oh,
Manuel Neuer. Is he around 40 years old too?
Yeah, he's got it.
His Bayern Munich team got knocked out of the Champions League by PSG and Arsenal.
He's 40 on the just turned 40.
Yeah, so
Manuel Neuer.
So PSG continues as they try to win another Champions League title, and it comes after Mbappe has been away from the club for a couple years now, and I believe we're now at like millions of signatures from Real Madrid fans who don't want him on the roster anymore.
Yes. There's a groundswell.
There's a groundswell to get their star player off their roster.
Is it just dissatisfaction with his play, or is there a story here that
I don't know if there's an attitude problem. I'd have to look into it that they don't like. He doesn't fit what the Madridistas want from one of their leaders. But they are 11 points behind Barcelona with a couple games to go in La Liga, so that's not helping their cause. They're not winning La Liga this year. Barcelona's only they've lost four games, but 129. So they have a large lead. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I just know that there's a petition. 30 million people. They want him out.
30 million people?
That's the latest. That is the latest.
That's the population of Texas.
All of Texas wants Real Madrid to get rid of Kylian Mbappe.
I was like, when you said millions, I was like.
Like a couple. You know?
Or like 1.8.
No.
And like we're like rounding
up. Real Madrid is a worldwide team. So it's not just all of Spain, of course, because other people in that country don't all root for Real Madrid. Yes, but 30 million people want them out.
And are like pissed off enough.
To sign something.
And to be knowledgeable enough to know to go online and sign a petition that will not
do anything.
Where's
this being floated around that people have the access? I haven't seen the petition. I just know that it exists. And there's a fight in the with a couple Real Madrid players. It's a mess. And apparently this is the second fight they've had in 2 days. The same guys. They got in a fight. they was broken up, and then they got in another fight. So those two, I'm going to say, don't like each other very much.
No, got to get Ancelotti back in there. He never let this
come on. Luka Modric.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't have. Yeah, he wouldn't let it.
He's like the Udonis Haslam of...
Unk Modric?
Yeah. Keeping things in line.
At Kylian Mbappe, ruining Real Madrid from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, a team he couldn't win a Champions League with, PSG, is on the verge of winning a second without him. All right, we'll go to break. That was our soccer segment. When we come back, we normally have a song we play to say this is the last segment. But this time, let's hear from Shakira as she's being a traitor to her country by wearing Brazilian colors in the video. It looks Brazilian. It may not be, but that's what it looks like to me. We'll hear the official World Cup song when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Back inside the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mates.
That is Shakira with Burna Boy. That is your World Cup song. Sean, now that you heard it, how does it compare to one of her past World Cup songs?
No Waka Waka. Where's Burna Boy? I guess
I told you
just
not,
the
it's just a snippet of it in the video. He's not in it. Now that you've seen the video, are those Brazilian colors she's wearing?
I think so.
It looks like it.
It definitely, there's some like where just Brazil just is those, like they kind of own those colors.
Yeah, even if someone else wears them. Yeah. Yeah.
Like even like Colombia, and obviously they're actual soccer team tries to avoid looking like Brazil, but there are some times where you just like, hey, that kind of looks like Brazil. Like just their jersey, just
depending on
like
how Adidas makes the jersey for Colombia. Yeah, that's true. But there's your song, and we'll see how it plays out over the summer.
Wasn't there a Jelly Roll song that was also
a Jelly Roll World Cup song?
I think so.
There, I type it in, there is.
Okay.
But it's not the official World Cup song. That is what...
Unofficial?
I don't know how a Jelly Roll song would play in Spain. And I don't know that they know who Jelly Roll is, but Shakira's worldwide, and that's why she has the official World Cup song.
This has to be some FIFA, like, I don't know, tax write-off money. This is some money thing, why they have... Another official, they have an official song.
They may have like a soundtrack. He may be part of some FIFA
an
World
album?
Cup. There may be a FIFA World Cup 2026 album.
Again.
Because
is some favor trading. This is some.
Possibly. Because if you go to FIFA's account on YouTube, yes, the Jelly Roll song is part of it.
It's just on the account.
I just don't know that it's the official song. You can't allow Jelly Roll to take that away from Shakira if she
you
wants
can't
it.
Let. I understand.
Yeah.
People.
It's an album.
Okay. Some people like Jelly Roll. Some people like Shakira. I'll just say, if I'm FIFA World Cup, I want Shakira as my face. That's all I'm saying.
Who do you want performing at halftime of the final?
Oh, yeah. I forgot they're doing that, too.
Shakira or Jelly Roll? I think we know the answer.
Yeah. Is it going to be? Do they know where, or have they announced who the performing?
No, they may have. I don't know. I'm just assuming it's not going to be Jelly Roll. I'm assuming it'll be the woman who is, maybe she'll do pregame, I don't know, but I'm assuming the woman who is the featured, or at least has the official song, will be part of the performance in, New York? Is that where the final is?
Yeah, I believe it is in MetLife.
Yes. Yeah, it's the album. The album is out, I think, if you want to.
Oh.
I think so.
Right, then I know I'm listening to the ride home.
Sure. But not that? Is that the answer?
Yeah, not that.
Not that. All right, a little fun, because if we go back to the Astros, we're just going to get depressed. Hey, it's a day off today. Everyone take a break.
Yeah. This is us, a month away from the World Cup. We're starting the World Cup conversation.
It'll be different than what Glenn Davis does.
For sure.
But much like when Chuck called in about a show he didn't like that we have nothing to do with, different strokes for different folks about how you get ready for your World Cup.
We'll cover it one way. I'm sure the morning show will cover it a different way. I know Jeremy and Joe will cover it a different way. Like, you know,
there will be different flavors of the, of the same thing, and you can pick and choose.
Especially
what you like.
With something like soccer, where it's like,
yeah, Glenn Davis will be who we all lean on for information.
Yeah, for knowledge.
He'll join the morning show to discuss the World Cups. Hopefully, it'll be a long run for the U.S. I have my doubts, but hopefully, we mirror some of the other countries who have hosted World Cups and have a magical run. I'm just hoping to get out of the second round and win a knockout round game. You know, a step before Pochettino takes a job in Europe. Just give me a knockout round. It'd be nice to have
Some Houston Texans in your USMNT divisional round loss.
Give me a wild card round win.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking for. That would mean we've done something we haven't done since 2002. It's been 24 years.
And not to be Debbie Downer, but with the expansion, there's a little bit of an asterisk.
Much like a 2014 playoff, in college football. Understood. I just want the feeling of going into a game knowing if we don't win, our World Cup is over, and coming out of it with the win.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the guys applaud the fans with that soccer clap, because no one does the clap we do in America. It's always the clap over the head.
What is that?
I'm sure it's a European thing that we've just adopted. Just much like all the clubs now have FC in their name, as opposed to what they did when the MLS started, when it was like a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
Chicago Fire.
Like the Dynamo still exists, but Chicago Fire.
I think now there's Houston Dynamo FC.
There's
now.
An FC. There's always an FC. Inter Miami as opposed to just Miami. There's always something that tries to make us more like all the other clubs because around the world, because it's supposed to legitimize U.S. soccer. You know what? I like the Colorado Rapids.
Yeah. Stop code switching.
Well,
Real Salt Lake? You sound ridiculous
right now.
Stop
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Real Salt Lake. Why? Why are you Real Salt Lake? You're just Salt Lake.
Your parents had a real good marriage, right?
Real Salt Lake is Anthony Mackie?
Yeah.
From 8 Mile? Papa Doc?
That's a private school. Real Salt Lake?
Honestly, what are we doing? Seattle, one of the most successful franchises in the MLS. Still the Sounders.
Uh-huh.
Not Seattle SC.
They know who they are.
Yeah. Champions. And also, they got an American nickname, which we're all about.
A Mickey Mouse American nickname.
Which is what we should embrace. It's who we are. All right. I thought we were done, but one more point. If we like a playoff instead of like a single table thing like European soccer, why are we adopting how they name their teams? Stick with the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. So sad. All right. We're done. Rich Eisen's up next. He can't cover soccer like we do. We'll see what he does. After him is Jeremy and Joe. Since we're done, what does that mean, Sean?
Big hits all day.
B-H-A-D. Come on, Texans. You got a new name you should embrace. Don't have people investigate Swarm. You know what they'll get to. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.